Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Political analyst Steve Roberts is joining us after last night and contrasting it, Steve, to that first debate. Very, very different. What's your takeaway?
Well, look, I think Donald Trump lost the first debate, Susan. Joe Biden didn't really win it. But Trump lost it with his blustering and his bullying. He didn't do that last night. He didn't lose last night. And I think that there are some moments that hurt Joe Biden politically. I think the issue of criminal justice, for instance, continues to be an issue for Biden, particularly in the black community among young black men. And I think his comment right at the end of the debate about getting rid of the oil industry could really hurt him in a state like Pennsylvania, where fossil fuel is still an important source of jobs. And the economy. Having said that, I think the overwhelming issue remains President Trump's handling of the COVID pandemic. And the overwhelming majority of Americans are unhappy with the way he's handled it. And that colors everything, because that's not like Hunter Biden. That's not even like the fossil fuels. That's something that affects everybody every day. Their kids are home from school. They're thinking about Thanksgiving and they can't visit their relatives. And that is the issue that is dragging Donald Trump down. It's been true now for months, and it continues to be true. I don't think the debate changed that.
Is it too late for the president to change the minds of people? You know, last night, for a lot of voters, might have been the first time they actually heard some of what the president thinks on policy, what he thinks of his own job over the last 4 years from his own mouth, because people tune into these debates. But given what we saw in the first debate and, you know, kind of everything that revolves around the personality of President Trump, is it maybe too late to sway people with policy when they've already have personality on their minds?
Well, I think that's accurate. I've always believed, and this is the 14th presidential election I've covered, so I have some data about this. And I've always believed most voters vote primarily on personality, on character, on a feeling, does she understand me? Does he know what my life is like? Donald Trump was effective 4 years ago in convincing a lot of voters that he did understand them. He understood the economic dislocations that were disrupting the industrial Middle West. He understood some of their upsets about social change, same-sex marriage and immigration. But I think after 3.5 years, what is dragging him down now are those personal questions. Questions, can I trust him? Does he tell the truth? Is he someone who just conveys a sense of confidence in his judgment? That's what's really dragging him down. And that's why the COVID has been so devastating for him, because over and over and over again, and he did it again last night. He said, we've rounded the corner. Well, how many people listening to us right now agree with that? With their kids home from school, with their lives still disrupted, with facing a winter of being inside where they, and so many states are actually spiking in new rounds of disease. How many people listening to him last night say, yeah, that's right. It's all going to be, you know, we're rounding the corner. That's the problem. Reality is his biggest problem, not Joe Biden.
But there was that Gallup poll in the past week that asked Americans if they're better off than they were 4 years ago. And more than half of them said yes. You know, and we've had analysts on this morning, Steve, too, that said Trump does well when he's down. So is this election over?
No, I don't think it's over. And I've never thought it's over. Because let's remember, Donald Trump did win 4 years ago He is a resilient and relentless and ruthless politician. But the numbers are against him. He only got 46% of the vote last time. He's always been a minority president. In 23 polls that we've done in ABC over his presidency, his average favorable rating has been 40%. Now, that's his base, and they are loyal, and they are strong, and they are ferocious, and they're all going to vote. But is that enough? And you look in state after state after state, even in the battleground states, he's down by 4, 5, 6 points. So, no, I don't think it's over, because I think Donald Trump is a very shrewd and tenacious politician, and he has won before. But this is not 2016. He's running as if it is 2016. But there are a lot of differences. First of all, he's running against a very different candidate. Joe Biden is much harder to demonize than Hillary Clinton. And last night he kept talking about, oh, you politicians. Well, it's very hard to run as an outsider, as a non-politician, after you've been president for 3.5 years. So he's trying to rerun 2016, and fair enough, he won. But it's not 2016, it's 2020. It's a very different climate, and it's a very different opponent.
Steve, thanks as always for the time. That's Steve Roberts, political analyst, joining us live.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.